Time for the pregame skate, Keith Yandle. Holy smokes. Is there such a thing as a jinx about this streak thing, by the way? Do you mind talking about it?
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously it's something that I talk about a lot. It's one of those things where, for me, it's just going out playing, having fun.
Well, I only bring it up because Dougie Jarvis is a senior advisor for the Canucks.
Oh, okay.
And I'd wondered if you'd come down to spike the Gatorade yet.
No, not yet. I said that, but I'll stay away from the Gatorade, though.
He actually has said that he's very excited for you guys, and he's stoked and wants to see the record broken, so there's no bad vibes there. Like you just pointed out, though, the key is just essentially show up, play. Were you nervous at all, kind of, when you knew you were changing teams or any of that?
No, I think for me it was kind of, a fresh start where I knew I had to go and prove myself and, essentially go out and earn a spot. And I think going into training camp, it was, that was my focus. And going into the year, just working as hard as I can and getting better every day.
Anybody busted your balls yet about the fact the Panthers are undefeated after you left?
Actually, no, not yet.
I'm first?
Yeah, first one, but
it's a good joke, though, really.
Yeah, real good joke.
How's your new partner up in Philly? You got Sealer going.
Yeah, he's been great. I had some games with him, Justin Braun, so it's kind of one of those things with getting used to each other, but Nick's a tough kid. He's a physical player, guy that, I enjoy playing with, and, guys know when he's on the ice, so he's definitely fun to play with.
What do you recall about, although the nice comeback that went to a shootout, about playing these Vancouver Canucks last time?
Yeah, that they're a lethal team on the power play. A lot of high-end skill, guys, JT Miller, Pedersen, Hughes, guys like that. You don't want to spend too much time on the PK. That they work hard, but, it's one of those games where we had a big win last night and we got to bring it over to tonight.
Yeah, again, back-to-back always can be difficult. Everybody feeling pretty good this early in the season?
Yeah, I think everyone's feeling good. Obviously, there's times in the season where you're not feeling as good as you want to, but, I think guys are feeling good right now. Usually you play the Edmonton-Calgary one, so it's a little different coming here and playing, but, excited to get out there.
Another reason for Vancouver fans not to like you, Keith, unfortunately, is you're from Boston, because they still have kind of bad feelings. About 10 years ago, probably your childhood team, I'd have to assume.
Yeah, the Bruins were. Big Ray Bourque guy, Cam Neely, all those guys. But yeah, I feel for Bobby Lou. I wish he got that one that year. But yeah, I think the Boston-Vancouver is a pretty, pretty good rival.
Yeah, they had a pretty good thing going there. Jimmy Hayes passes away. You're living with his brother, Kevin. How is Kevin doing these days?
Kevin's doing great. He's a guy, he's fun to be around. He's a guy he enjoys going to the rink, and I think obviously that's helped him out. And, I think it's been good living with him, where it's, kind of we're around each other all day, every day, having fun, and, able to bounce things back and forth off each other. So I think it's been good, but, obviously it's a, one day at a time type thing.
Good work. Appreciate that. And we'll just come full circle back to the streak, and I'll just wish you no jinx, good luck, everything else. Keep her moving and have fun tonight. This is Keith Yandle on Simmers Pregame Skate.
Thank you, sir.